1969. It's just a shot away. I've reached the end of the film now. It's just past sundown on Altamont Speedway, and nobody seems to remember what they came for. Not the Stones, not the crew, and definitely not the woman shoved naked to the lip of the stage, or that young girl shaking with tears, certain she would give it all up, become a stranger to her life, if she could only reach out and touch Mick. The drugs have all worn off or turned, and at center stage, they've stopped wondering if anyone ever got that kid to the hospital, the kid whose body cooked before them earlier like a live fish, his eyes rolled back to next Tuesday, or Kansas, or a ninth vision of the universe. An hour before, in a 50-cycle motorcade, the Hell's Angels opened a crack in the crowd just large enough for the band to pass through. 300,000 people acquiescing to their will in what you'd call a miracle if the truth of it wasn't so obvious. To see their faces is to count their faces. And while I'm counting, each one gets set aside the next until they're not so much a crowd anymore, but a numberless line reaching farther back into the night than I can see. That's when the push comes. 10 steps from the front, a man is thrust forward. He stumbles. People flood away. And within the circle that's briefly opened, on that dead patch of grass, I see him wheel against an angel crashing upon him just before they're swallowed back into the surrounding bodies. It happens fast, and when the directors replay the footage for Mick, some 6 months into the future, his 26-year-old eyes fixed to the past as it reels on a screen they ported it into the studio, they slow it down. So when the man emerges from the crowd, we can see it, the gun in his left hand, framed for an instant against a white skirt. And when the angel arrives, it's with a knife raised in mid-strike. In that moment, I believe it might never come. But of course it comes. It's still coming, in fact. Only it's coming at me now, toward that place set aside in my own heart for destruction, where I never need to know what happens to the kid, and I almost understand the tears of that girl and her terrible ecstasy. The crowd pulls back. All faces recede to night, and the Stones remain silent as gods, locked, crimson in the artificial light.